red jerseys and out of bounds. Out of reach ball. Substitution for Beecher is number 31, Franklin Green. And Morris actually sits down. Aaron Eli Kraft on the right baseline of your radio. And Josh Shelkey right wing. 3:50 left in the first half. 34-14. Bucks by 20 as Pettis kicks Ginther's pocket and then calls a timeout. And it's a 30-second timeout. Your team is WLAW 34-14.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Just add insult to injury here. Perhaps the worst popcorn we've had all season comes here at Burton Bendel. It's burnt, salty, and way too buttery. 3:33 left in the second quarter. Clint Beecher with the ball on the right wing to Cooper into Quay Burks for the jump shot from the free throw line. Rebound by Andrew Seaman. Here comes Aaron Gintler, and he tried to pass it. Instead, he forgot to pass it, and that's a travel. So gives the ball back to Beecher. A lot of mental mistakes here by Harvich, mostly in part due to the high speed that Clint Beecher is playing at, and the high speed, and yet they are under control. Pettis into Cooper, left wing. Into the left block, and it's stripped away by Seaman. Here comes Josh Shelkey up to Eli Kraft at the left wing, and he gets this one stolen away, but it's a turnover for Flint Beecher, so those turnovers cancel out.
Harbor Beach can get a fast break, and I swear, the Flint Beecher Bucks are just running the floor and catching up. And
they're jogging the floor and catching up to Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft underneath his own hoop.
They're showing exactly why they are number one in Class A. And the power rankings of all of the teams in Class A, B, C, and D, I believe that they were either 3 or 4 in the Mick McCabe column.
And now we have another wet spot on the court here. We can see from here, the officials cannot. We're right here at center court. They extended out their statistician table each way by 8 feet. Beautiful gym here. Fortunately, the game's a little ugly. 3:12 left in the second quarter. Flint Beecher with the lead, 34-14. And Josh Shelkey in the right corner. Back up to the top. Jonathan Graff for three. No good. Rebound still loose and brought in by Pettis. Here comes Flint Beecher up the court. Leading by 20. Pettis goes coast to coast, but it's stripped away by Ginther. And out of bounds, Beecher ball.
Beecher is so quick that if you're going to go ahead and get a shot off, you cannot wait to go ahead and just dribble it because you lost your opportunity. You have to go ahead and catch and shoot. And right now, what I see Harbor Beach doing is just bringing the ball in, putting it down, and then getting ready to go ahead and cock the shot up. And it's just too much time wasted. They're on you.
Monty Morris comes back in the game, replaces Quay Burks, number 34. Pettis at the free throw line, kicks it out to the right corner to Pfeiffer for three. It's short and brought in by Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft in transition over to Jonathan Kraft for three, right corner, no good. Rebound loose, brought in by Pettis. In transition, wide open is Pfeiffer. Puts up the shot, hits the bottom of the rim, and Eli Kraft brings in the rebound. Here comes Kraft, goes right to the lane for the layup, and this one's good. Eli Kraft with his first points of the night with two, brings Harbor Beach back with 18 points, 34-16. 2:20 left in the second. Monty Morris almost pointed an auto drive already. Back up to the top to Pettis. Now over to Morris. Right wing gives Kraft. Dribbling to the free throw line, picks up his dribble down to the left block to Pfeiffer. Goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. Pfeiffer will be going to the line for two shots. Fouls against number 10, Josh Shelkey, his first for Harbor Beach, and the sixth against the Pirates. So Pfeiffer, the line, shooting two. Two free throws coming for Pfeiffer and a silent Jim here. Now, first free throw is up and good. Now back to a 19-point lead.
Well, if he misses this one, the foul will be for something. Had a claw and just scratch your way back into this game.
Pfeiffer's second free throw up and coming, and there it is. And this one's no good. Rebound, Ginther.
Right on cue.
We'd like to know that the shortest guard out there for Beecher is at 5'11". As Ginther takes the layup from the right side, no good. And Monty Morris can't keep a handle on it. Goes out of bounds. Turnover for Beecher. And Hartreach will get it underneath their own hoop. So break there for the Pirates.
On that layup attempt, we know that Aaron Ginther is quick. But right now, it's such a different ball game. You have to kind of go back to the old axiom, be quick but don't hurry.
And the official story now, a substitution issue here, trying to make sure that they stay at the table until they are waved in. So for Beecher, Jalen Pettis is 5'11", Monty Morris 6'3", Eric Cooper is 5'11", Pfeiffer is 6'3". Franklin Green 6', Clay Burks is 6'3". Just everyone has height in the corner. Eli Kraft for three, no good. Rebound by Pettis for Beecher in the left wing. To number 31, Franklin Green into the high post to Lucas. Or to the right wing to Monty Morris for three. This one short. Rebound Seaman of Eli Kraft. Blowing things down on the right wing at the free throw line. Back out to Aaron Ginther. Down the baseline goes. Stops short. And he hit a brick wall. Andrew Seaman with a jump shot inside the free throw line. This one's good. Andrew Seaman with 7 points. 18-35. Pirates trail by 17 points with a minute 10 to left in the second quarter. Or to the right wing to Franklin Green.
If the Pirates can dig in on defense and cut it down to about maybe 12 points, they have an opportunity.
Monty Morris goes to work inside the lane, pulls up for the jump shot, and he is fouled on the arm by Jonathan Kraft. So Monty Morris goes to the line for two. He has 5 points in the second quarter for eight overall, trying to make it 10 with two made free throws. Minute six left in the second quarter. Morris trying to extend their 17-point lead over the Harbor Beach Pirates. First free throw is up, and this one's good. Nearly automatic. 2-for-3 on the night from the free throw line. Clay Burke checks back in. Second free throw for Monty Morris is up, and this one's good. You can see why he has college potential. Nearly every part of his game is strong. Hartreach breaks the press. Eli Kraft nearly traveled with that one in. Josh Shelkey, the right corner, double team coming, kicks it back up to Eli Kraft, and it's by Morris. Goes up for the layup, and it's in after full competition from Ginther. Monty Morris with 9 points now in the second for 12 overall. A 21-point lead. Here comes Pettis for the shot from the left wing, and the basket is good. Ginther's charged with the block. That is Ginther's third foul on the night, the seventh against Harbor Beach. So Pettis is going to line for one shot after making the basket. So Brandon Oswald comes back in for Harbor Beach, replacing Ginther, who's in early foul trouble with 39.2 seconds left.
You know, I think the official was really thinking about that one because, in my opinion, I think Aaron was there.
That would have been a safe assumption, but not everything goes your way. At the line shooting one, Pettis, 5'11", senior for Beecher. Three juniors on this team, Pfeiffer, Isaiah Reed, and Booth. Two sophomores, Hurd and Franklin Green. And three freshmen, Sumpert, Quade Burks, and Dylan Willis. Pettis' free throw is up and good. It's now a 24-point game, 42-18, Beecher on top. 34 seconds left in the half. Eli Kraft, cross midcourt to Andrew Seaman. Back up Josh Shelkey, top of the key. Being guarded by Morris, and he gets his pocket nearly picked by Morris. Now double team from him. Top of the key, Seaman for three. Up, no good. Short air ball, in fact. And it touched, hit the baseline out of bounds.
You know, overemphasize the fact that going against this quickness does alter your game. It alters your shot. It alters your catch. sometimes it alters your hitch, too, on a shot. When you're used to bringing the ball down and then going into your three-point stroke,